And we are honored today to be joined by Sam Larson, who is Thunderbird number 8, and his crew chief, Sergeant Din. Welcome both of you to Oshkosh.
Thank you very much for having us. Great. We're thrilled to be here.
Thank you.
When did you arrive?
We got here Monday. Straight from air show in Sioux Falls.
Okay. Yep. So how did you get the assignment of being here instead of at another air show somewhere?
Yeah, it worked out perfectly, the timing. So after being on the road for several months, the Thunderbirds take a safety break back home at Nellis Air Force Base. And we asked to take the 8 jet to Oshkosh because we love it here. And we wanted to camp under the 8 jet. So they put us in vintage for a few nights, which was great. And now we're in the plaza. So just here to show off the jet. And, we're thrilled to be here. We love Oshkosh.
Very good. And Sergeant Din, is this your first time here or have you been here before?
No, this is actually my first time.
Okay. I always like to ask, you know, what's your first impressions of being here?
So I thought Oshkosh was going to be big, but I didn't think it was going to be this big. This is amazing. This is a testament to technology and avionics that's like through and through. Like, this is amazing.
How did you get selected for the team?
So there is a rigorous package and interview process. I put in my application, and a couple months later found out that I was going to receive an interview. And after that interview, took a little bit of a wait for them to review everything and rack and stack myself against all my other peers, and I was able to get selected to be on the team.
And if I understand the selection process, it's not just you and your career, but it's also how you interact with the other team members as well, because
yes,
you're on the road quite a bit.
Yes. There's a lot of moving individuals and personalities on a team, and being able to mend and work well with everybody, it's definitely works well.
Good. Yeah. And let's compare and contrast. What is your typical day like as one of the pilots compared to what your day is like as one of the maintainers or crew chief?
Yeah, it depends on where we're at in the season. Training season is pretty rigorous, flying two or three times a day. And that's just, we have a short amount of time to get spun up with new pilots joining the team every year. But we're spending a lot of time in brief and debrief. And while we're doing that, crew chiefs are working the line. And out of our fleet, you know, they just maintain pristine level for these aircraft so that we always have 8 aircraft available at every show site, which is really a testament to their hard work. And then we'll have the team working through the night a lot on the road to have those jets ready for an afternoon show.
Okay. So pretty much you're on duty all day.
Yes, sir. We like to make sure that all of our pilots and everyone is safe.
Yeah. Good. How many shows do you typically do in a season?
We're around 32 to 35. So it ends up being around 300 days on the road for us. Mm-hmm. So we're based out of Nellis Air Force Base. Outside of Las Vegas, we're not there often.
Yeah. Just, and do you do your training at Nellis, or
no,
do you
sir.
Go somewhere else?
Yeah, we'll actually go on the road for our winter training, similar to the Blue Angels, but we kind of move around. So we'll go to Spaceport, New Mexico, then Edwards Air Force Base. We typically sprinkle in the Daytona 500 in that training season, and then we'll join the Blues out at El Centro.
Okay. Each year, when we see the Thunderbirds fly, it's basically the same show, but do some elements change depending on who the lead is?
A little bit, yeah. So each team tries to put their own spin on the show. So we'll change minor things, and then really in that off season at the start of our training season is where we have the opportunity to tweak some of the things we do.
Good. Is this your first year?
First of three for me.
Okay.
And Den and I will both be on the team through 2028.
All right, good. So far, everything's going well. Is this everything you expected?
It is. Some surprise of just the scale of the operation.
Sure.
So we're moving 70 people and 8 aircraft every single week. It's a well-oiled machine, but there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes and really getting to know all the unique jobs. We have 31 different career fields on the Thunderbirds, and they're all critical to make it happen and to make that seamless. And it's really impressive to watch in motion. And so I've been very humbled to see the caliber of the men and women that comprise the Thunderbirds. And hopefully someday we'll get them all here to check out AirVenture. That'd
Good.
Be awesome.
Yes. We had you here. Had the team here a few years ago. Yep. Love to have you come back anytime. Of course, I shouldn't be speaking for Mandy.
Yeah, we would love to as well.
Good. Hey, you mentioned 31 different careers, and we have a tendency to kind of focus in on pilots, just because we're at an aviation event and there's lots of pilots, right? But what are some of the other aspects of careers that go into the Thunderbirds and in Air Force in general?
So we've got our crew chiefs, which is who I am, and in terms of just maintenance, we've got our avionics specialists, our E&E troops, our jet engine mechanics, to structures and everything like that. So, and we also have on the other side of the house our admins, our 2T2s who are orchestrating all the airlifts and getting all of our equipment and all of our personnel to our next sites. And we have finance, we've got our IDMTs and our doctors. We pretty much a little city comprised within the team.
Good. What inspired you to join the Air Force?
Honestly, my first station, I was over in Misawa Air Base, and I saw the PACAF demo team fly, and that was a testament to what we can do with airplanes. And so I saw that, and I knew that the Thunderbirds were a thing, and I never thought I'd be in the situation, but put my name in the hat, and I was able to get selected.
Good. How about for you?
I grew up watching the Thunderbirds. Ah. I'm from Davenport, Iowa, so saw them every summer growing up. And not just seeing them, but meeting men and women from the team and from other demo teams really illuminated a path of how do you go and become a fighter pilot in the Air Force. So air shows 100%. And then coming to Oshkosh growing up as well, really just falling in love with aviation. And so really thrilled to get to be back here.
Good. I suppose you'll be doing a little bit of recruiting this week while you're here, answering lots of questions for young people thinking about a career in the Air Force.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're just here, wanted to show off the A-Jet. You know, typically we're out on the line. You can't get up close to it. So we'd love for folks to get up close to the jet. We'll be in the plaza through the rest of the week. And, yeah, here to answer any questions. We love talking airplanes, aviation. So if they want to come, you know, fly or fix airplanes in the Air Force, that's great. Otherwise, you know, our team's goal is just to inspire folks to dream a little bigger and think a little bigger for what's possible in their lives.
Will you be with the jet when it's out on the plaza?
We will, yep. We'll be out on the plaza each day, and then we have some other team members out here, and they'll be selling some Thunderbird merch. So if you want to stop by the jet and grab some Thunderbird swag.
Sounds good. Where are you off to after this, after the safety stand down?
So we'll go over to New York, two shows in New York, and then, yeah, we're 5 weeks on the road from there. And, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great second half of the season.
Good. Where do you finish up the show schedule?
We finish up in Houston this year. Actually, we just added Cape Canaveral, so we'll do a special event there, flying right over the Cape, staging out of the shuttle landing facility.
Ooh, nice.
So we're very excited about that. But, yeah, each season kicks off in March, ends mid-November.
Good. Yeah. So with the with being here at Oshkosh, this is your favorite show, of course.
That's
what,
right.
What other shows rank high up there for you?
That's a great question. We are going back to Chicago this year. That's a fun one, just being in the city. But I'll say, and I think everyone on the team feels this way, everywhere we go, we're always surprised by just some really amazing things. They all have their own personality, and we just are very blessed to get to see this great nation in this capacity, traveling around each week into a different show site.
Great.
It truthfully is the people that we meet throughout our trips that make it the show. So thank you guys for everything.
Well, and thank you for your service and also for bringing the jet here. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week here at Oshkosh. Sam Larson and Sergeant Din from Thunderbird 8. As we say around here, welcome to Oshkosh.
We really appreciate it, and I want to give a shout-out to all the folks who have helped us out this week, especially over in Vintage, getting us set up to camp. We really appreciate it. It is just one big family here.
Absolutely is. And a family reunion will continue throughout the rest of the week, and we'll do it all again next year.
Absolutely.
That'll wrap up our show for today. Tomorrow we'll be talking with the Pacific Air Force's commander, General Kevin B. Schneider. And we'll also check in with the Air and Space Hall of Fame Museum in Ohio with Ron Kaplan. And we're going to meet a young man who's 16 years old and flew in two different airplanes to Oshkosh, both warbirds. We'll catch up with him and talk about the L-5 and the A-26. That's all tomorrow on From the Stand. I'm Steve Buss, and this is EIA Radio.